Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Have you ever looked to the skies and wondered what it all means and what lies beyond it? That each star was perfectly placed to show us where we are and just maybe contain clues about who we are. Today, we look to the cosmos. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. This is Vibe With Me High Energy Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening on this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, raising your mindset, raising your vibration, changing your habits, your thoughts, and your beliefs, tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative and getting you to think about things differently so that you can move differently. So today, as you can see by the title of this episode, we're going to be tapping into astrology and understanding how it can help you through your journey in this lifetime. So let's get into it. So the position of the sun and moon helps us circumnavigate the globe and map our journey through space and time and the unknown. But what do we know? I mean, like, really, what do we really know? We all know the moon wanes and waxes, and it's linked to the ocean waves and women's menstrual cycles and our emotional bodies. That much we do know. We know that the sun gives us vitamin D. It gives us energy. It rises in the east and it sets in the west. And then there's our solar system, filled with planets and all kinds of celestial shit floating in space. All of this has a direct connection to us, for the people in the back not listening. All of this has a direct connection to us. It shows everything. The time you were born, the gifts you came with, the challenges you will face, and the karmic path you came here to walk. That's what astrology is. Now, learning to decipher it all is a learning process. I'm going to give you that from the jump. All right? However, the better you align yourself with the cosmos, all right, and the more you'll begin to comprehend. So the better you align yourself, the more you understand. The better you will understand yourself, your relationships, all right, and the world that we live in. So I like to believe when anyone speaks about astrology, they are referring to the unknown. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you know the unknown is the place we know nothing about. Because there's so much out there and beyond the realm of our experience that cannot be explained or contained. Because we can't get to it, so we don't know. And I always say you need to tap into the unknown so that you can know more. Not only about things in this world, but about yourself. But I also like to believe the universe without, meaning on the outside of us, is solely connected to the universe within, which contains our intuition or our intuitive vibes, which speaks to us through our bodies. So what astrology does is helps us navigate what's real, okay? Navigate what's real, and the science part of it all, of all of this, you know, it's just a bunch of complicated diagrams and charts we have to decipher like a code. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's a process. And somehow, some way, it's all connected. I feel like you'll never know it all right? Hence the name Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Because it's a lifelong study. Astrology is so out there that we'll never know it all. But you can choose to try to learn and interpret the mysticism of astrology, because it is mystic. So where should you start learning about astrology to get you to know more about yourself? Where should you start? I'd say start with your zodiac sign, which is your sun sign. It's the date you were born, the time you were born, to the minute, to the T, all right? The year you were born, and your location, all right? Let's not forget that. That is your sun sign. So if you know all of these things, you can go online, all right, and get you a birth chart and have it fully explained to you. However, for your girl, all right, for me, I don't know my time of birth. Because I can't get a hold of my original birth certificate because I believe that it's under a different name. Now, that's neither here nor there or any of your business. However, I have asked my parents, and of course, you know, they can't exactly remember the exact time to the T, to the minute. So, there's that. I'm still trying to figure it out. I do the best with what I have. But I will say this, though. If you do decide to get your birth chart, remember that you have free will. We all have free will to rewrite the story, okay? And that nothing is set in stone, all right? This ain't the Ten Commandments here, okay? You have free will to change anything you see, read about anything, all right? I just want to put that out there. It's not set in stone. It's more about the choices you make that ultimately shape your life, okay? And the map or chart simply shows you, you know, what your strengths are and what your limitations are and what you have to work with. But we are much more than just our sun sign that we read about, like in horoscopes and stuff. You have a moon sign. You have a planet that's directly correlated to your sign. You have a house. There are houses that shows us the aspects of life and elements, okay, to discover and to help bring you closer to your core being. So let's talk briefly about the elements. So each zodiac sign is ruled by four elements, okay? And those elements are fire, earth, air, and water. And that magical dust that we're made up of is the same celestial stuff that makes up the cosmos. And we find it in every blade of grass, in every animal, in every human being is there. So what you want to do is try to bring each element to balance in your life, no matter which sign you are. So if you're Aries and you're a fire sign, you want to figure out how you can balance your fire and your air, your fire and your earth, your fire and your water, okay? So let's just talk about, in case for those who don't know, okay, because I'm not going to sit here and assume everybody knows about astrology. So let's talk about which sign falls in which category, okay? So your fire signs are your Aries, your Leos, and your Sagittarius. Your earth signs are your Tauruses, your Virgos, and your Capricorns, those Caps. Your air signs are your Geminis, your Libras, and your Aquariuses. And then your water signs are your Cancers your Scorpios, and your Pisces. So your sun sign may be Virgo, and your moon sign may be Pisces. So you are made up of earth and water energy. You get me? You picking up what I'm putting down? So you learn to create balance in the two. You learn to water the soil, okay? With that earth and water energy. So you may be someone who easily manifests things, who easily can make things happen and grow, okay? If you have that earth and water energy. So what I'll do now is I'll just quickly, because this is a lot, it's a lot, and I can't get through all of it in one episode. So I'll quickly touch on the basics of the meaning of each element, okay? So fire, what fire is that spark. It's that ignition in you, okay? It's the expressiveness of you, that wildness, that passion inside of you. And it's sometimes that urge to just go out and set shit on fire, to get things done, completed, all right? You have this burning desire within you, all right? And a lot of times, fire signs tend to act in the moment, okay? We don't think about stuff. We just tend to just do it, okay? But again, it's that thing inside of you, like your soul, that's telling you to do something. And the fire signs are the ones, because I'm a fire sign, so I can speak on this. Like, when we want to do something, we do it, okay? Because we know that passion inside of us is not going to go away. And so we have to go after it. We're ambitious, okay? The next element is earth. So that's the rich, deep, I put two words together. The rich, deep ground we stand on, okay? The earth, all right? What it does is it fortifies and it fixes, okay? It builds solid foundations. So that's what those earth signs do, those Tauruses, those Virgos, those Capricorns, okay? So that earth energy reminds us to be grounded in our bodies, to be brave, to plant seeds, to set intentions, and to remind us of this physical world, all right? And its material world and its material possessions. The air signs, all right? What air does is it transmits our messages to allow us to receive inspiration. So even when I was learning about numerology and tarot, I learned that air sign is more about the intellectual, the mind, okay? And so it's more about your thinking and how you process things. So air signs may be good at processing things, okay? And maybe more balanced and level-headed, those Geminis, those Libras, those Aquariuses. And, you know, how you process things, how things circulate, all right, because of air, and how you socialize and express your point of view, okay? So those are qualities of air signs, are what the element air kind of generally represents. Your water signs, water, you already know, you hear me talk about this all the time. Water is connected to your emotions. Water is connected to the moon. This is our ability to allow, our ability to be intimate, our urges that we have, okay? Those Cancers, those Scorpios, those Pisces, and the ability to harness love, okay? It is really just, water is about flow, okay? What's coming in and what's going out, and allowing that emotional body to constantly clear itself out, okay? So each zodiac sign represents different parts of our personality, and the planets and the houses are ruled by each sign. Okay? So Mars is ruled, Aries is ruled by Mars. This I know because I'm Aries. So Aries is ruled by Mars. So each planet, each zodiac sign is ruled by a planet. Get it together, okay? The thing is, I'm just trying not to get too technical, okay? But basically, the placement of the planets, which is why, you know, you hear a lot about retrograde this and retrograde that nowadays, all right? And the house that they're in, okay, which is the different areas of your life, showing us how we act, what we need, what we are here to learn, our career, health, family, etc. But it better helps you understand each aspect of your life. So there are 12 zodiac signs and there are 12 houses. Each zodiac sign resides in their own house, okay? I don't want to take the fun out of astrology, okay? I do not want to take the fun out of astrology. It can be fulfilling in so many ways. So I'm not going to fill you up with so much at one time. But what it can do is reveal a lot about your personal imprint you're meant to leave on this earth. It can help you make your mark in this world. It can help you make your mark on this world. So astrology teaches us about the give and the take between ourselves and the universe. And it helps us practice making decisions on a soul level. And it mirrors the self. It shows us who we are. All right? So in a later episode, I can, if you all would like, all right, hit me up on social media. You can find that in that link in the description of this episode. If you would like, I will go more in depth about the characteristics of each sign. But hopefully today, I have at least piqued your interest to learn more about yourself in a different way. Because all of this to some may seem mumbo jumbo, superstition, woo woo, too far fetched, it's beyond me type of energy, okay? But it all has to mean something, all right? Whether or not you align with a lot of what you discover, some part of it makes you feel more connected and you'll have grasped that understanding of who you are, why you're here. This body is physical, but the soul is eternal. And we shall return from which we came. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. We all heard that before. So all I'm saying is that we're more than we think we are. So why not study? Why not learn? So you can be the best you can be. Full of possibility. I thank you for listening to this podcast. Share this podcast with a family, a friend, or anyone you feel who needs to hear it. Share it on your social media, okay? I love you. It's Friday. It's high day. I hope that I've taught you something today. I hope that you are thinking about something differently so that you can go out and do something differently, okay? That's the whole purpose of this thing here. But I thank you for listening, and I love you. If nobody told you that today, I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember to remember in every moment to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. Whenever you have a moment, please slide over to my Etsy shop. I am selling my Unlock the Magic Oracle cards. They are daily guidance cards to help you start thinking about things differently in your life and to become more aware of how you feel and what you think on a daily basis. So those cards are to help you change your mindset, to help you think about things differently, like I just said, and to manifest things that you actually want in your life, to be more present, to focus, and to dream big, okay? So you can find those in my Etsy shop. The link is in the description of this episode, as well as manifestation candles and money drawing candles, all right? To help you attract more abundance in your life, all right? So check that out. Thank you. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.